Last week, my town held a village-wide tag sale. People sold everything, from old jewelry to board games and knickknacks. While each tag sale varied in scale and quality, they each contained a pile of books, and usually a CD or two for sale. These are standard resale items, with whole stores devoted to such second-use markets. It is perfectly legal to resell these products under first sale rights. This allows owners to do whatever they want with a purchased copyrighted item. First sale rights can be applied to physical tag sale items, but what about an MP3 or an ebook? When my brother was little, he was obsessed with listening to songs from Alvin and the Chipmunks. While they can be cute and endearing in short bursts, after a 2-hour car ride, they quickly become the most annoying pipsqueak singers on the planet.
Well, hi, Simon.
Hi.
Theodore. Hi. Alvin, I see you got here early and you're rehearsing the band. That's very good. You know, what's that great big expensive orchestra waiting for over there? Oh, boy. I'm sure glad they don't belong to Alvin. Alvin. Say something, Alvin.
Everybody ready? Violin, saxophone, trumpet?
You mean you hired all those musicians?
You bet I did.
You know how much a 50-piece orchestra costs?
Ready, boys?
Wait a minute. You don't need a 50-piece orchestra to play for 3 chipmunks.
Oh, how we love to go for a ride and see the country far and wide. Look at the snow and the frost.
Will you wait?
We roll the windows up and down and toot the horn in every town. Who cares what the orchestra calls?
I'll tell you who.
We're happy while we're rolling along. We're singing every goofy song. Boy, what a joy, what fun.
When my family held our next tag sale, I made sure to slip the CD into the pile. While I never wanted to hear the CD again, I would have felt bad throwing it out. Now fast forward to the present, when all of my music is stored electronically in my iTunes library. The only way to get rid of a CD or a song is to simply delete it. There is no second-use market for my digital files. The digital world changed the way people obtain, listen, and share music. If I had to talk about all of the ramifications of technology on music, we would be here for a long time. People are not generally too concerned about the loss of the secondary market for music files. There's no one holding protests or music file awareness banquets. This is for one simple reason. Music is everywhere and easily accessible. People do not think about the fact that music files could be a sunk cost investment. One can freely listen to any song on multiple internet platforms, from Spotify to YouTube. It is hard for me to picture a world where there is a second-use market for audiophiles because of the many hurdles blocking this venture. Audiophiles do not really degrade over time. If I have the opportunity to buy second-use music for a reduced price, why would I ever buy the original? How would the original artist make a profit? What stops copies from being made? There are so many questions to ask, and very few substantial answers. Despite this reality, a company called Redigi hope to create such a market. Redigi, created in 2011, is an online marketplace where people can sell and buy used MP3s. John Ostenmacher, the founder and CEO of Redigi, believes that digital albums, just like their physical counterparts, should fall under the first sale doctrine. Ostenmacher addressed this in an interview with NPR.
We see it very, very clearly that a copyright good is a copyright good, and a buyer of those copyright goods are entitled to certain protections under the law, whether it's first sale doctrine or other items, and those apply to digital just as much as they apply to any other form.
This all sounds great, almost too great. How can Redigi know that I haven't made a copy of the song I'm sending them, or that it's worth its resale? Apparently, using Redigi involves downloading their software. Once on your computer, this software can check for the sources of audio files, and also make sure that once you give a file to Redigi, there are no other sources left on your computer. What is the legal approach to this issue? There was no set precedence until Redigi was sued for copyright infringement by Capitol Records and lost. The transcription of this court case is actually quite comical, because the judge uses references to Star Trek and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to help mediate the case. Here's a recording of NPR's legal correspondent, Nina Chotenberg, reading from the court transcript.
Judge Sullivan, I kept thinking about this. I'm not a Trekkie, but I kept thinking it's the difference between Captain Kirk going from the Enterprise to the planet through that transporter thing, where he's not duplicated, to the cloning, where there's a good and bad Captain Kirk, where they're both running around.
The case really boiled down to whether one can move an original MP3 someplace else without actually creating a copy and deleting the original. The lawyers on Capitol's side used this in their argument, stating, "The fact that a file has been moved from one material object, the user's computer, to another, the Redigi server, means that reproduction has occurred. Similarly, when a Redigi user downloads a new purchase from the Redigi website to their computer, yet another reproduction is created." The judge ultimately ruled in favor of Capitol Records. The case defined that it is legal to sell MP3s, but only on the device that they were purchased on. Remember that really catchy tune I played you earlier?
We're happy while we're rolling along. We're singing every goofy song. Boy, what a joy, what fun. Children waving you a big hello. Why, you've got friends you didn't even know.
Well, it can be yours for the price of an iPod and some change. Jokes and Star Trek references aside, MP3s may never enter the second-use market. Unlike tag sale items, MP3s never get worn out after use or vintage. There is no way of knowing whether a seller has duplicates on another hard drive or CD somewhere. Additionally, this court case came at an unfortunate time. Before this ruling, Apple was planning on introducing a patent that would allow users to potentially transfer licensed music to other users in exchange for some money amount. Apple's plan was to give a certain percentage of this resale to the original creator or publisher. Only time can truly tell where any of this will lead. Apple's patent is still pending, and even if it is approved, there's no defined answer to whether it will become more than an idea on paper. While all of this is going on in the audio world, what about ebooks? People listen to the same song multiple times, especially if they are particularly fond of it. However, even a favorite book is read only a few times. While ebooks can be cheaper than their print counterparts, buying ebook textbooks for school still adds up. I can see a future where ebooks are rented, or run much like a Netflix or Spotify subscription. When I was researching this topic, there were many different views about what the future holds. I personally do not want to see a future where ebooks take over and we lose tag sales and book drives. If there is a will, there is a way. It is time to claim our first sale rights and gain the ability to resell books, or even transfer them to a friend.